Late last November in the Gulf of Aden, Somali pirates seized a tanker carrying palm oil and 28 crew members from India and Bangladesh. The crew of the MV Biscaglia would be held hostage for 56 days. The tanker is owned by Industrial Shipping Enterprises Corporation in Connecticut, and the company's chief executive, James Christodoulou, took charge of the direct negotiations with the pirates. He says that for each hijacking, the attackers have a person with them who speaks the language of the ship's owner. And Christodoulou says he worked hard to keep the negotiations, as he puts it, pleasant.
Well, you actually, at least I tried to treat them with respect. I told them that I wasn't able to make quick and rash decisions, that I was only an employee at the company and had to get buy-in from the rest of our board of directors, but that we were working hard. We understood their perspective. We understood that they wanted money, and we just tried to keep the emotion, the ego, and the testosterone out of our negotiation and just be very cool and calm.
It was clear to you they did not want the 20-something tons of palm oil on the boat. They wanted money.
No, not at all. They didn't want our boat. They didn't want our palm oil, and they didn't want the crew. In some ways, I will say that these types of crises put both parties into an almost perverse codependent relationship, because really both sides want the exact same thing. The pirates don't want my crew, ship, or cargo. I don't want them to have my crew, ship, and cargo. So it really just became an issue of money and, more importantly, getting to a point in the negotiations where we felt sure that the pirates would honor and abide by the contract and commitment that we ultimately settle on.
Mr. Christodoulou, your crew was held for almost 2 months.
Yes.
In the end, you did pay a ransom, less than the original demand, as I understand it, but it's been reported to be more than $1 million that you paid. How did you get that money to the pirates?
We withdrew cash from a bank account in London, put the currency in a couple of bags, flew it via private airplane to the area while en route. We transferred the cash from the bags into a plastic tube with a parachute at the end of it and dropped it out of the airplane as we flew over the vessel, very James Bondish.
And what did you hear from the folks later on the tanker about what happened when the pirates got that money?
When they got the money, and this is kind of a hot period of time, because when all the money is on the ship and they're actually divvying it up, there is sometimes a lot of fights between the various pirates themselves as to who gets how much and why. And remember that there are several different pirate bands sometimes partnering for various projects. So how they divide up the money is many times a very tense time on board the ship. And we were very fortunate that before we delivered our money, we had the assurances from the pirates that they had already predetermined how the money was going to be divided, and in an effort to eliminate any possibility of violence between pirates that could spill over and harm our crew.
Well, I'm curious about what played out. Did the crew talk to you about what happened when that money came on board the tanker?
It was very orderly. They had currency counting machines like in Las Vegas or Atlantic City, counting the money, making sure it was all there. They had all the money spread out on the bridge table. They divided it up among the pirates. And one by one, the pirates left the ship until the final head of that particular band took his final cut, went down the ladder, got into a skiff, sailed away, and then our vessel with all the crew physically, emotionally, and mentally, thank God, very much intact, turned around and sailed into safe waters.
You know, of course, that the fear is that if you make ransom payments, it encourages other pirates to take hostages because it works. Did that weigh on you? Did it affect your decision in any way?
Absolutely. And internally, we had some very heated discussions as to whether paying the ransom was the right thing to do. But at the end of the day, my job as a business owner, and my job as the CEO of people who entrusted their lives to me when they sign on to my ships was to ensure that I would get them home to their families safely. It's not really my job to set policy or to draw lines. That's really the job of governments and other agencies. And I've heard this and I understand it. I can see how some people can say that. But many times I feel a little bit like they're trying to blame the victim. And in fact, we are victims. We were victimized. And believe me, I would much rather not have had this happen to my men or to my company. But their lives and their safety is my primary concern. And believe me, I would do anything that I had to make sure that they were returned home.
Mr. Christodoulou, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Melissa.
James Christodoulou is chief executive of Industrial Shipping Enterprises. He negotiated the safe release of his crew after they were taken hostage on his company's tanker, the MV Biscaglia, last November.